The question was asked, how are we to view our potential in this world when, in fact, certain jobs have been done? I can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was already given. I can't be Avraham Avinu, the patriarchs were already chosen. So do I really have potential to get as high as them? And the answer is yes and yes. And we will analyze it from two different angles. Firstly, we have to know the Mabit. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rav Yosef Karo, and he wrote a philosophical work called the Beis Elokim. And in the Beis Elokim, he begins with the following simple thought. He says, a person is not gauged based on anyone other than themselves. This is a concept that was expanded on in the Hasidut, but really it's an obvious concept. I am gauged based upon my potential. And when it comes time in the world to come to judge a person is not going to be judged based on an absolute scale. Hey, were you Moshe? Was I given Moshe's intellect? Was I given Moshe's potential? Was I given Moshe's strengths? But I will be judged, was I Netanel? They're going to hold me up to a Netanel potential and say, did you get there? This idea is the Mabitz, but it's not only the Mabitz. Really, the Talmud tells us that Yaakov Avinu's face appears on the heavenly throne. And after all his years of study, when Yaakov was running away from Esav, so Yaakov went to sleep and dreamt about the angels coming up and down the ladder. So the Talmud in Tractate Chulin says, what were those angels doing? The Talmud says the angels went up and saw Yaakov's face on the heavenly throne. They went back down and they wanted to kill him. They said, what's wrong with you? You have such potential and you're sleeping? Ve'ineh Hashem nitzav alav, Hashem was over him to protect him. Says Rav Chaim of Elazhin in the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, if you look throughout the Torah, you find certain people that were beloved up above, and their names are said twice. Avraham, Avraham. Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe. Now, if you notice, you'll see that there's a difference between the way it's written, Avraham, Avraham, and Yaakov, Yaakov, and the way Moshe, Moshe is written. Whenever you have a name twice in Torah, there's a line in between the two names that indicates a pause as you read it. Avraham, pause, Avraham. Yaakov, pause, Yaakov. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, that pause indicates that they did not live up to their potential. Avraham, the potential. Avraham, the reality. Avraham did not live up to his potential. Avraham was a giant. Yaakov was a giant. We don't begin to fathom the greatness of these people. But they had potential for even greater greatness. Moshe, Moshe. Moshe is the only one whose name is without that line. He's the only one in the Torah who's written straight. Moshe, Moshe. Because he did live up to his potential. So Moshe lives up to his potential. Can I be a Moshe? The answer is yes. Oh, I can't give the Torah. That's been done. But to live up to my potential doesn't mean simply give a Torah. It means I have my potential and I have to live up to that. So that's answer number one. But answer number two is also important. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Menachos. It's an important story, so I want to read the whole story, even though the punchline comes towards the end. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Let's take down a Gemara, it'll be easy. Talmud Tractate Menachos. Chavtes Amar Aleph. The Talmud says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. When Moshe went up to heaven, So, Bisha'a Shala Moshe Lamarom. When Moshe ascended to heaven, Matzo la Kadosh Baruch Hu Shiyoshev Yoshev Vekosher Ktarim Laotiyot. He found God tying the crowns to the letters of the safe of the Torah. We know different letters have crowns, right? The Shin, the Ayin, the Tet, the Nun, the Zayin, Sha'at Nez, right? The Gimel, the Tzadi, Sha'at Nez, Getz. Those letters get a crown on them. They get three little lines on top that make it look like a crown. So he found God adding crowns to the letters. He said, who's telling you you have to add all these crowns? God, you wrote a Torah. What are you adding crowns for to all these letters? God says to him, there's going to be a single man generations down the road. The Akiva ben Yosef Shmo. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, otherwise known as the famous Rabbi Akiva. He will still explain. For every little line I'm drawing, he will explain myriads of halachos. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, God, let me see who this man is. You're not teaching me the secret interpretation of all those lines on the letters. So show me the person who's going to do that. So God says to him, okay, but you're going to have to take a back seat. So Moshe Rabbeinu is taken in a time machine and God zooms him in to Rabbi Akiva's Beis Medrash. And he sits in a back seat. He sits in the eighth row, the Gemara says. And he listens, and Rabbi Akiva is giving a speech about what each of these lines on the letters indicates, and Moshe can't understand him. Tashash kocho. Moshe Rabbeinu felt weak. He said, what's going on here? I don't understand the shir. Sound familiar? Kevan Shegia Ledavar Echad, Rabbi Akiva reached a certain point in the shir. Amrulu Talmidav, Rabbi Minayin Lecha. The students asked, Rabbi, where'd you get that from? How do you know what you just said? Amalain Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. So Rabbi Akiva said, this is a tradition we have from Moshe from Sinai. Nityashva Dato. Moshe said, oh. Moshe didn't know that halacha Moshe Misinai. Moshe hadn't yet learned the Torah. Moshe came up and he wasn't yet given the Torah. So he's being sent to the academy that's going to learn the Torah that Moshe is yet to teach. But he hasn't taught any of it yet. He hasn't learned it yet from God. When he came up there, God is, so to speak, writing the finishing touches on the Torah before he starts teaching Moshe. And Moshe says, why are you doing this? What's wrong with the letters without the finishing touches? God says, oh, someone's still going to give a long speech about all these lines. So Moshe says, who, what? Ah, God fast forwards him. He hasn't yet gotten the Torah, Moshe. But they're going to quote Halachal Moshe Misinai. So he realizes, oh, I'm still going to learn something. I'm still going to teach all of this. You know, I still have a lot to learn and teach. Okay, he understood what's going on. Chazal Bali Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after he sees this vision, he comes back before God. Amar lefanav, he said to him, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Yesh lecha adam kazeh, you have such a fine human being, generations down the road, this Rabbi Akiva, Vatanoten Torah liyadi, why'd you choose me to give the Torah? He seems amazing. Why don't you let him give the Torah? So is there ever someone who's as big as Moshe? You see that when Moshe saw Rabbi Akiva, Moshe felt that Rabbi Akiva was fitting. Amar lo. So God says to Moshe, very interesting line, shtok, be silent. Kach alav machshava lefanai. This is what I think. Amar lefanav ribono shlam eritani torto areni scharo. Moshe says, okay, you showed me Rabbi Akiva's Torah, show me his wages. Amar lechazor lachorecha. Again, God tells him, okay, take a back seat. Chazal lachorav, he takes a step back. Now you understand, these are Kabbalistic concepts. We read this as though take a step back means take a step back. Really, there's a forward and a backward up in heaven. It doesn't work that way. We're not talking about physical concepts. But okay. Rasha shoklin b'saro b'mkulin. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they were weighing his flesh and selling it. After Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death, they peeled his flesh off, they skinned him alive. And he sees how they're weighing his flesh to sell it. He asks God, show me what's Rabbi Akiva's wages? What's waiting for him? So God shows him the end of Rabbi Akiva. Skinned to death, and his flesh is sold in the meat market like he were an animal. Amalefanav. Moshe says before God, Ribono Shlola, Master of the World, Zot Torah v'zot Schara. That's his Torah, and these are his wages? Amalo Shtok. God tells Moshe, be silent. Kachalab machshava lefanai. So this piece of Talmud needs a lot of work. Okay? I just wanted to open this Pandora's box for you. You should know the story exists. There's a lot to be said about this, and maybe closer to the 9 days we'll have a class on this piece of Talmud. But one thing we see here, that there was a tremendous person, that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at him and said, why should I give the Torah? He's bigger. So when we say, can you attain Moshe Rabbeinu's height? We said, firstly, you have to attain your potential. That's the Mabit. And we quoted the Gemara in Chulin about Yaakov, and the Nefesh HaChaim, about every person having a potential, and even the patriarchs didn't really reach it. And secondly, we just saw a story in Tractate Menachos about Moshe being impressed that Rabbi Akiva was so big. There's a piece in Talmud in Sanhedrin about Ezra being up there like Moshe Rabbeinu. But I would rather quote a line in the Masechet. Just a second. In Avot de Rabbi Natan. Let's see, do we have that here? Avot de Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mihilel umishamai. We know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? He was the one who faced off with Vespasian. The great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he received his tradition from Hillel and Shammai. Shimonim talmidim ayu lehilel azaken. Hillel, the elder, had 80 disciples. Shloshim en ruyin shetishrei shechina lehen kemoshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were fitting to a level of prophecy like Moshe Rabbeinu. What a line. El Hashem Doran Roi. But the generation wasn't fitting. So you see, Hillel's disciples were on a level that the Talmud says they could have had prophecy like Moshe. They just lived in the wrong generation. So God doesn't hold that against them. We have to realize our potential. We don't have to be someone else. And we'll conclude with the famous story of Rav Zusha, you probably know. Rav Zusha said, I'm not worried when I get to heaven if God asks me, why weren't you a Rambam? I'll say, I didn't have the Rambam's IQ. If God asks me, why weren't you a King David? I'll say, I didn't have King David's strength. But if God asks me, why weren't you Zusha? Then I'm stuck. Right? That's what I'm worried about. And that's our responsibility going back to the original Mabit. And I want to add one more point. There's a medrash that says, it's quoted in many different places, it says, a person should say, Matai yagiu ma'asai lema'asei avotai. When will my actions live up to my forefathers' actions? And Chazal understood that to mean the patriarchs. Meaning, yes, I have my own potential and I have to live up to it. But I should look at the giants of yesteryear. I should look at the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu and realize man has tremendous potential and I shouldn't sell myself short. You see, Hillel's disciples reached the level, Rabbi Akiva reached the level, and now we have to reach as close as we can. Now, don't go into psychological problems. There are people who decide they have to become the giant in Torah. We had a guy like that. He used to stay up at night, put his feet in buckets, took a frying pan and bang himself on his head every time he tried to fall asleep. And at some point, he went to a mental institution because for some period, he was able to learn Torah that way. And at some point, he flipped out. Yeah, every few years, there's someone like that who flips out because they try to learn Torah beyond their capacity. Reaching one's potential does not mean sleeping 2 hours a night. It means sleeping what I need to sleep, learning what I can learn, doing what I can do, realizing my potential, not realizing an imagined potential. I have to strive. I have to try. Part of striving is being healthy mentally, physically, and taking advantage of one's time, but growing in a happy, normal, balanced growth. And then a person grows. When a person tries the extreme methods, just because he aspires doesn't mean he'll come out of it unscathed. People try extreme things and very often they end up in extreme ways. On this point, there's something else.
Well, I guess my question, you could say, is more